Chapter 4. In the River. From the bridge, Peyton Farquhar fell straight down. As he fell, he lost consciousness. He woke up, what felt like ages later, feeling the pain of sharp pressure on his neck. He could not breathe, and his entire body was in terrible pain. He felt like he was on fire. His head felt strange. He could not think clearly. He could only feel agony. It felt as though he was inside a large cloud, flying from one side to the other. He heard the noise of a loud splash and roaring in his ears. Everything went cold and dark. His mind cleared. He realized that the rope had broken and he had fallen into the river. He opened his eyes in the dark water. He could see a small glimmer of light above him. The light grew brighter, and he knew he was rising to the surface. He felt almost sad. He had grown comfortable with the idea of dying. It was not so bad. He knew the soldiers would start shooting if they saw him. He did not want to be shot. It seemed somehow unfair. His arms hurt where they were tied up. He looked down. His hands were pulling free from their ties. Soon he was swimming up. As he moved, his hands removed the rope from around his neck. His head broke the surface and his eyes were blinded by sunlight. His chest filled with air. He took a very large, deep breath and cried out.